They say don't get too close to the fire. I might get burned a little, but I don't mind. I need your love. Baby, I need you.
I am sitting here with such a cool, cool artist, y'all. Her name is Morgan Spears, and I am so glad you are here with me on Throwback Country.
Oh, my gosh. It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
I'm telling
you.
This
is awesome.
It is awesome. I've been so excited about interviewing you. I've seen you. So here's the backstory. So 2 years ago, me and my cousin, we went to the Lori Show in Hiawassee, Georgia.
Yes, I remember
up
that.
Up in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, it's beautiful there.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful
yes, place. And my at the end of the show, we were on front row. My cousin, because we live up there, she was like, I got to talk to Morgan. And I said, you know, the girl that sang with Lori? She goes, yes, I want to know where she got her boots.
The popular question.
So she said something to you at the end of the show. She's like, she's bragging on your, I don't know if it's, maybe it was, are those the new
these,
ones? Or
you know, these are my favorite boots.
It may have been
quite
those.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Highly was these, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Boots are important.
They are. They make the outfit. They can make or break it.
Heck yeah.
For sure. So, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was, I don't guess, did I meet you then?
No.
I was about to say.
No, that was 2021.
Yeah.
And jeez. Then, what is this, 24? This so, it was 2020. It was October of 2022 because
oh
it was Fall
gosh,
Festival.
Time.
And then, me and Matt, when we interviewed Lori in Gainesville at the Boot Barn, the canceled show that was rescheduled.
Oh, yeah, that was in November.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we saw you there, and that's you opened up, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was
such a fun night.
Oh, it was a fun
night.
Boot
Barn Hall is a great venue.
Yes.
All their venues, because they have multiple.
They do.
Yeah.
And the sound in there is so good.
Oh,
they have
gosh,
a great
can't
sound.
Beat it. Yeah, I agree.
So, but anyway, so let's get right into it. Morgan is, she travels and tours with Lori Morgan, Grand Ole Opry member. And she's a singer-songwriter. Her husband is a singer-songwriter,
oh,
too, right?
Phenomenal,
yep.
Yes.
And what's his name?
Hayden Spears.
Hayden.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so, but you are on the road nationwide with
yes,
the Lori Morgan. So I've heard you tell the story.
That's crazy.
Tell us, the people listening and watching, how you met Lori. It was in Texas, right?
It was in
Texas,
yes, yeah. Which is where I'm from.
Such a good story.
It's just one of those God, literal
thing.
God story. You can't explain it any other way. But I grew up in a tiny town called Merkel, Texas. And if you're familiar with Texas at all, if you round up, it's pretty much Abilene. So
okay.
Way out west, yeah, right,
yep.
Right beside Abilene. Anyways, but my husband and I, we went to a music college in Levelland, Texas.
Okay.
Called South Plains College, which
yes.
is where we met. And so through that program, our instructors would let us, you know, come and play on some gigs with them and kind of
oh,
get,
nice.
You know, around the Lubbock area.
Yeah.
So we had different bands and stuff. And so
was it country at this time? Like your instructors, like when you get to go
it's
play?
A little bit of everything,
okay.
which was awesome.
That's
like
cool.
I was in a funk band. I was in a
what?
Yes, they have everything.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a hidden gym. I tried to live it up as much as possible. But yeah, some of the bands and ensembles that we did
mm-hmm.
got to go play the local theater there, which is called the Cactus Theater.
Yep.
So I got to know the owner and everything.
Oh, cool.
So after a few years, you know, playing around the area, he got my contact and he started having me come open for a lot of the artists
oh,
that were coming
wow.
to town. And so he called me, and I have to tell you this because it's almost like a testimony too
yes.
at this point, because I was on my way to a 4-hour long gig, one of those gigs that you're kind of just, they called you background noise, not
mm-hmm.
even music,
yeah.
you're background
oh, yeah.
noise,
yep.
and no one's listening, it's
mm-hmm.
middle of the day, one of those lunch show
yep.
Things, and been doing it, I was at that point, had traveled all over the state, all
mm-hmm.
over the southern part of the country too, just
right.
me and my guitar, setting my own gear up, everything,
oh, wow.
so you know, after a while doing that, and it doesn't seem like anybody's really listening,
mm-hmm.
and specifically this gig, doing 4 hours of that again, I was on my way to it that day, and I was like, ugh. God, if this is not what you want me to do, like, just tell me. I don't know if I can put myself through this. I, you know, you start to lose value
mm.
in your gift and craft, and that can be sad. So anyways, this is one of those days where God, take the wheel, like, tell me what to do. And I kid you not, the owner of the theater walked in that day and said, hey, Lori Morgan's coming to town. I want you to open for her.
Oh.
And to me, that was huge because
wow.
my parents, thank the Lord, they raised me on all the great country music.
Oh, good.
Keith, Lori, Merle, Loretta,
yes.
All those legends. And so it was a major deal. So my whole family came to Lubbock, everybody, to be there for this show.
Yeah.
And long story short, I got up there, just me and my guitar. I didn't even think I'd get to meet her at all. You know, I was just happy to be playing before her, you know.
Yeah.
So in the middle of my set, I'm playing, and I look over in the wings, and she's sitting on a stool just like this, just watching me. And I about peed down both
my
legs in that moment.
Couldn't
believe
That's
it.
Crazy.
And I got off stage right after my set, and she said, "Little bit, I want you to come on the road with me tonight, and we're going to Tulsa, Oklahoma. You think you can jump on the bus and open the show with Jesse Keith, my son, tomorrow?" And obviously, I was just started crying, and it was such an overwhelming emotional thing. Just want to, again, just only God
it
can
is.
Make those
it's
things
a God
happen.
Thing.
My family, my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time,
yeah.
and my parents, they went all around Lubbock finding me stuff. I didn't have anything to take on the bus with me. They literally snatched me up and
literally
me
that night
on the bus. She got done with her show, and they said, "Hop on." And so my parents and Hayden had gotten my toothbrush, my pajamas, threw me on, and then they followed the bus 7 hours all the way to Tulsa.
And they got to go to the next
And they
next
got
night.
To go, and it was just magical, and we got to sit backstage. We were on the bill with Mark Chestnut that next night, too, which was also just like, what is life
Wow.
right
now? Yeah.
And so backstage, Mark was on, and it was just Lori and I, just one of those moments you just dream of, you know, of being with one of your heroes, sitting just like you and I
That's
are,
crazy.
And she's telling me, like, "I believe in you so much, I want to help you." And I've been with her ever since, essentially, since that night. We lost a year
wow.
with COVID, you know.
Yeah.
Then
oh,
after
yeah.
COVID happened, made the move up to Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and she
tore and picked back up. And
yeah, well, and actually, it's crazy because, sorry, I can be really ranty and rambly.
Keep going.
But I love stories.
Yes,
and,
me too.
But my husband has an aunt and uncle that lived in Nashville, or still live in Nashville. And so we weren't even living in Nashville at the time.
Oh, okay.
And so they said, "Hey, y'all come house sit for us," because they have a little cabin in Wisconsin
yeah.
they go to for the summer. And
yeah.
they said, "Hey, y'all can live here rent-free for the summer and come to y'all staying in Nashville if y'all want, as long as you take care of the yard." And so we went, and I just called Kai, our tour manager, who then was not my tour manager at all, just called him and said, "Hey, Hayden and I are coming to town. Love to get lunch with you, just see how you guys are doing."
Yeah.
He said, "I can do you one better." And he had called Lori, and Lori said, "Bring her on the road with us for the summer." And so I just started. I just started running merch. I told him, "I'll run merch. I'll mind my own.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be here. I just want to be around and learn."
Yeah.
And they did. And they took me on, which was so generous. Like not many artists.
No. That's,
do that, you
that's,
know?
That's why it's a God thing.
It really
it has
is.
To, it, there's no way. That it's so orchestrated
yes.
for you to be at that place, at that time,
Absolutely.
For her to be sitting on side of the stage.
Every piece of it.
Every
and
piece
Jesse,
of the puzzle.
That night, when I opened for her that first night, he
yeah.
came over. He was there, too, which is
yeah.
awesome. He came over to me at the end, and he said, "You have to know, this is out of the norm. Like, this typically doesn't happen."
Oh, wow.
She's typically on her bus, you
yeah.
know? And she just felt the need to come out and hear. So, and then that just sends chills
yeah.
Up your spine. But yeah, man. So I did for that summer. I just ran merch, and she'd have me open for her from
yeah.
time to time.
Yeah.
And then I had to fill in for one of the band members. They had gotten sick.
Right.
And me knowing her stuff, like because I grew up on
yeah.
it. It was just so much fun. I got the call like 48 hours in advance, like, "Hey, can you do this show?" And
oh,
I was
wow.
kind of a last resort. They had called all their other
like
musician friends, and he said, not to beat Todd, our band leader, he's like, "Not anything against you, but you're our last hope. Like, do you think you can just jump on and just play some rhythm and sing harmony?" So I did, and we were in tech. We went to the Texas run, so my family got to be there and see it, which was cool. And then a long story long, she brought me to the back of the bus at the end of that run and said, "I want you to be a full-time member of my band. I think this could really help you and get you on bigger stages, and I still want to continue to mentor you and do your thing as well." And my goodness, has she ever mentored me.
Wow.
Oh, it's been the best 3 years of my life.
To be able to pick her brain, to ask her the ins and outs.
We stay up, I kid you not, every night we stay up. Like tonight we're going to do it. It's our most favorite part of being on the road because her and I will stay up until 2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
I'm just a sponge, man. Mm-hmm. I just soak it all in and she will, I'm on the floor. We're both on the floor laughing.
Oh, wow.
Crying because we're laughing or crying because we're talking about really meaningful, deep things. And it's really cool, man.
And that shows you the type of person. And I've bragged on her before on the show that Lori Morgan is.
Absolutely.
You know, she, she is a, I'm just going to call it like it is. And I've told Jesse, she is a superstar. Her name is still known. And I told her the first time me and her hung out, I said, Lori, you're a legend. And don't let anyone ever take that away from you.
Same. Absolutely.
You know, and so, so that is awesome. But just this past year, you got to be in that circle at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, my gosh. Which was the dream, the biggest dream I've ever had.
Yeah.
Ever. And I couldn't believe it.
It was Christmas time. What
it
was it?
It was Christmas December? Time. Yeah. Best Christmas gift ever. I told them when I stepped in the circle, I told her. And I looked her right in the eyes and I said, other than the moment I gave my life to Jesus and the moment I married my husband, this moment is the greatest moment of my life.
Yes.
And I meant every word.
You did.
Of it.
I watched it on the Opry.
And it's unbelievable, man. And I'm sure she's an Opry member. And, goodness,
which,
the story she, the story she has. But, man, getting to frequent the Opry with her and even just, it's just one of those things. I try to soak it in. I wish I could freeze frame time every time we're there.
Yeah.
Just being to the side and being just a member of the, being allowed to step on, I don't know how they allow me to be anywhere near them
near that stage. It really is a big deal.
It's huge.
Especially for an artist.
I
know what you mean.
Yes. And so just to, the view from my eyes, I wish I could share with the world, because to have a living legend like her standing in that circle and those lights are beaming and it's just... And then to see all these people and the circle and then your best friends playing music with you, become your family, and it's just, there's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah. I bet. That sends chills over me just thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when, and you really are, you really are an artist. And what I mean by that is that you, I know that you have so much of a, you have a love for 90s country too, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. Heart and soul.
Growing up in Texas, who are some 90s country that you remember listening to, whether it was with your parents or...
Yeah, well, other than the obvious.
Yes,
I mean, Lori,
of course.
I'm not just saying it because I work for her now, but she was top of the list for sure.
I had the War Paint album.
Yes!
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I owned War Paint.
Something in Red.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then Keith, that was actually more 80s.
Yeah.
But still.
Still.
Always had him going. Reba.
Oh,
our girl,
yeah.
Reba. That's my mom's girl right there. Reba and Lori between the two.
Did you ever?
Pam Tillis.
Oh, okay.
Who we now work
friends with.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah.
Terry Clark.
I love Terry.
Leanne Womack. Oh, Lord.
And I love some Leanne Womack.
And then there's some guys. Oh, tons of the guys, too.
Shoot,
I don't know why I'm all blanking.
Hey, my guys were like the Billy Deans, the Brian Watts.
Yeah, oh.
The Diamond Rios.
Diamond.
You know.
Oh, man.
But,
Travis Tritt.
Yes.
Gosh, Toby Keith.
I know. That was
the
awful.
List is endless.
It is. 90s country is a genre of its own.
Yes, it truly
is. It really
is,
you know?
And, oh, my gosh. I feel like it's, I don't know, there's been hints of it coming back.
I've heard
a lot of Jody Messina.
Yes.
Oh, man.
We saw her a few months ago. Sold it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
We were with her at Key Western Fest last
week.
They had an all-female
I know. All-female, from Tuesday through Saturday.
Winona, Tanya Tucker.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. They're all coming back to me.
That's crazy that they had an all... That's incredible.
It is incredible.
For an all-female... And it was mainly 90s country artists.
For the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dina Carter was there, Susie Boggess.
Oh, Susie.
Y'all were there the night with Jody, Pam, and Jamie O'Neill?
Jamie O'Neill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Jamie O'Neill, too.
All of them powerhouses.
Yeah,
Man, you just can't beat it.
What was the weather like?
Beautiful. So much so I didn't even feel like I was in America.
I've never been.
I thought I was in Mexico or something.
Did y'all take the bus all the way?
We did.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, because we had a show in Orange Park,
Florida, the
night before.
Mm-hmm.
So we busted all over there. All over the big old bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my first time there, too.
Yeah, I've never been.
I wish we could have stayed longer.
It definitely makes you feel like you're in the Caribbean, you know?
Oh, 100%.
So that's awesome. Was it a Grits and Glamour, or did Lori and Pam have their separate sets?
It was separate, which was a really cool dynamic I've actually never seen
a full Pam show,
and you know our great friends are musicians for her as well. And, so it was really cool to see each other.
Yeah.
Do our separate things that we're used to playing together.
That
was a really neat.
She probably
dynamic.
Gets to sing a few more of the hits than she would at a Grits and Glamour, I guess. You know.
Yeah, both of them for sure.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. And then Pam actually came and sang a song with Lori.
Oh, that's cool.
They do this beautiful song called "I'm a Woman" that Mary Sue England wrote. I don't
know. Oh, it's on one of the records.
Yes, Doe Stevens.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
Oh. It brings tears to my eyes every time they sing
that's
it
cool.
together. It was.
Did
really
you get
special.
To play during that one?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
it's hard to keep your composure sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. I'm constantly pinching myself.
You have to be.
Every day. I'm like, God, thank you. This is crazy.
That is crazy. Your faith plays a big important part of your life.
Massive.
And were you raised in church? Did you start singing as a kid in church?
I did. Church was a big part of it. I started singing when I was about 5 years old.
Yeah.
All the men on my dad's side of the family, my dad taught me to play guitar.
Oh, nice.
My grandfather played.
So you have musicians in the family.
I did. They never did it professionally.
Yeah.
It was all just like campfire, family reunion, which I loved. I would sit in between my dad and his guitar in his lap and just listen. They were singing all the classics.
Yeah.
The Conway Twitties, the Merle Haggards, George Jones. It was amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
And then as I got older, and I didn't start really taking it seriously until I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were very involved in church, and so started singing. They had me come sing, and I would lead worship at our old Baptist church.
Oh, wow.
First Baptist in Miracle with
me
and my guitar as a, an eighth grader, freshman in high school.
Oh, wow.
Leading the hymns. And I learned to sing harmony doing that.
Yeah.
I would lead with some family friends of ours there.
Right.
Taught me how to sing some harmony.
I love that.
And, the faith, man, you mentioned that. It is a massive. It's the only reason I can say I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I that's 100% what I credit all of it to.
I love that.
And God's good, man.
He is.
And I believe he, I may not be the best, there's always people who are going to be better and sing better and play better. But I believe that God truly gives us gifts and that we are meant to use them. And I believe that this is the gift he's given me. And
I
hope that I can further his kingdom by using it. And I hope that he can just continue to use me as long as he'll let me.
Mm. You're anointed.
I appreciate
you are. You're
that.
Anointed. And I sense it. I get cold chills just thinking about it now because I've seen you before, and just how when you're talking to someone, you just feel their spirit, and you're anointed. God has got a huge plan for you, and the doors He's opening, you've not seen nothing yet. He's going to go above and beyond what you've ever thought possible.
That means
you know,
God will.
And so,
I hope.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But tell us about this year in 24. Are you recording anything? Are you working in the studio? And you and your husband are writing songs,
I'm
sure.
We write a lot together.
Yeah.
I actually recorded a song. Lori got me in the studio last year, actually, and recorded a song of mine called Pinocchio's, which is it was just something that started out as like a journal entry and turned into a song. And I played it for her, and she said, please let us get you in the studio.
Oh,
and we went in just thinking it was going to be maybe like a demo we could just share with other songwriters around town, get their thoughts. And we ended up loving it. And the guy who produced that, his name is Bobby Terry.
Yeah.
And phenomenal. He did everything on it. It's 100%. All of my songs are 100% of my heart. But this one is just Very special.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to release it within the next month or two.
Oh,
so I'm excited.
There you go.
It's a slower song. It's not something you would typically think of when someone's dropping a single. You think, oh, it'll be like a really smash, like a, you know,
right,
upbeat thing. It's very much more of a just a kind of a really just meaningful,
I'm intrigued by
meaningful
the title.
Song. You know, it's about...
I'm intrigued.
I was just journaling one day, man, and I was just thinking, like, goodness. It's the verse, Romans 12:2, I believe, where it's like, don't conform to the patterns of this world. And
be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just found myself just so defeated because I was guilty of just, we're all guilty of kind of conforming to the way the world is trying to, you know, manipulate our minds and our thoughts and everything. And I just was kind of feeling the whole weight of that. And I was like, man, we're all just being, the world's pulling our puppet strings, man.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
We're all Pinocchios.
We
can lie to ourselves all day and say, we're not, but
I cannot wait to hear this.
Thank you.
Oh, so this is coming out pretty soon.
Hopefully, we're working on it. Hopefully the next month or two, like I said. So
did Lori help produce it?
She did. Yeah, she's the one who really kickstarted the thing, and she went with me to the studio and everything.
That's
was
awesome.
There for the whole process.
Oh,
which is, it was really cool to be in the recording booth and just see her in there. And she's just cheering you on.
Yeah,
man. There's nothing like one of your heroes.
Oh, no doubt.
Being one of your biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah.
So
man, wow.
And I'm thankful.
No doubt. Yeah, I bet you do pinch yourself a lot.
Every day, man. I'm not even joking. It's crazy.
Now, on your social media, where can we send people to on Facebook?
Yeah.
Morgan Spears.
Morgan Spears. That's Spears as in Brittany.
Yeah.
on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Yep.
All the fun things, man.
Yeah, I've seen her and her husband post videos of them singing and stuff. It's really cool.
He's incredible.
He is great, by the way.
He really is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more on the countryside of things for sure, and he's more like Americana folk.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we write a lot together. We're actually going to do some recording with each other this year and hopefully come out with a little fun husband
that's
and wife
awesome.
Side project.
That's
so,
awesome.
But,
Yeah, he's really good. So tell him I said that. Cause,
I will.
I had to investigate before we – actually did the interview,
you
know, so I had to. So I saw some really cool stuff of you and him.
Especially me, I can be really ridiculous on some things. There's no telling what you saw when you investigated.
I love it. Now y'all just got married last year?
July. Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was magical.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Which I can't. It's already been 6 months, which is crazy.
But y'all dated for a while?
We did, about 5 years.
Okay,
Yeah, he was my first kiss, my first boyfriend. He's
my
first.
That's
and
awesome.
Be my last. So
man.
He's an answered prayer.
I bet y'all do make some good music.
Oh my gosh. Songs and that's why it works.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because we truly are just each other's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes so easy.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to co-write a lot of times with people that I have to really be deeply connected. Or people that I can be really vulnerable with. And obviously, him being my husband, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So it's just, it doesn't even feel like work. It just all flows.
Yeah.
And, he's unbelievable. I can't say enough great things
That's
about
awesome.
Who he is just as a person.
Yeah.
The most patient. If I could sum him up and wrap up in a bow with one phrase, it would just be he's so Christ-like.
Oh,
just
that's
anything.
Great.
As you know, we're not perfect, but he's I believe he dang sure is super close to being.
Yeah.
He really sets that example.
Oh, that's awesome. Y'all got to check out their videos. Morgan, this has been an honor for me.
Oh, likewise.
We've got to let you get ready for the big show tonight. As you can see behind us, the stage looks great.
They got the fog machine.
Woo!
Full force.
Yeah.
Right.
We're at the Ruby Anniversary Tour with Lori.
So exciting.
Celebrating big 40 years of being a Grand Ole Opry member.
Unbelievable.
Hey, did you know I got to tell her that before she found out?
She didn't even know?
No. And it was Claire didn't tell me. So we're doing the interview back in November. And I said, here it says in June 8th or 9th, the Grand Ole Opry is going to have a Lori Morgan night celebrating. And she just looks at the camera. She's like, I was like, wait a sec, did you, am I just, you just now finding this out? She's like, yeah. And I said,
shocking.
I said, Lori, are you joking right now? You just found out on my podcast
that,
and I said, man. She goes, oh, it's okay. I said, it's okay. I want to make some money off this.
Oh, my gosh. She's awesome. A hoot, man. Now, how legendary to just like, oh, 40 years?
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah. She's like, it's, you know? I said, she goes, it's okay. No one told me. It's okay.
Right.
I'm like, Lori, Ruby.
Have, right. Yeah.
It's your 40th Ruby, anniversary. Yeah.
That's incredible.
But anyway, thank you so much for hanging
out. Thank you. This is, man, I wish we had more time.
Oh, we're going to. We will later this year.
Promise
I know there's
me, I'll
you
fun.
And your husband on.
Oh,
and we'll talk songwriting and you'll have your single out by then.
I hope so. That's the goal.
But we will. We'll be promoting your socials for sure so that before then people can go ahead and start following y'all. Because I give my stamp of approval.
Oh, and that means so much, truly, coming from you. This has been an honor. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
You're the best.
All right, and go do an amazing job tonight.
Thank you. I'm going to sure try. My dad tells me before every show, don't suck.
Oh, what? Suck. Yeah.
So,
hey.
I'm going to try not to suck.
I'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woo!
Awesome. Sweet.
They say don't get too close to the fire. I might get burned a little, but